The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Well, last night wasn't the best if you were a Houston sports fan. Maybe today will be better, although you might be getting Will Harris. We'll let you know how that goes. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Chong Lee, the bleeping master, if you want to get in today. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday, weekend's almost here. I think I'm probably going to have a drink tonight at some point when I get done with this show. Because
good for you.
This has been a really, really long day. To the point where I feel like the Rockets and Astros from last night was forever ago.
Long day in a bad way then?
No, long and just busy.
Okay, because I was going to say, maybe that's a good thing that you forget about that.
Yeah, well, I wasn't too put off by the Rockets' loss, to be honest with you. I think they played like garbage. If you tell me that Utah's going to come out and hit more three-pointers and be more efficient with their three-pointers than the Rockets aren't going to win.
Yeah.
That's just how they play. And I kind of have a sneaking suspicion they're going to bounce back and kick some ass. So, no, it's been a good – it's been a very productive day. How's that?
That's good.
Yeah.
Productive day, finally, for the Astros bats, who were – I think the last time they got shut out three times in a row was in the 80s, which is pretty wild when you consider they've had some really, really –
Bad
teams, yeah. Well, since the 80s.
Think about that stretch where they couldn't win anything for 6 years.
And even that, they didn't get shut out three times in a row. They won't get shut out today three times in a row.
Yeah, but they might be blowing a 5-3 lead here.
Yeah, it ain't over yet. And it's funny because it was, you know, if you split this series 2-2.
You're okay with that.
You're okay with that, man, especially because your bats were garbage. I mean, up until two innings ago, you had basically scored two runs in the series, in the whole series. And this was like getting late into the fourth game of the series. So I think you,
that's not good.
If you split, you take that. Although, oh boy.
Bases loaded, nobody out. Will Harris has loaded the bases without getting an out.
Yeah. And this is, and here comes Hinch. But who's he going to go to? Giles?
Yeah. Well, this is not where you want to see Giles.
Who is it, John? We don't have sound in here.
Probably Peacock. I don't know either.
Maybe Colin McHugh?
Whoever you're bringing in, you're putting him in a really bad situation.
Is he going to punch himself? No. No punches thrown,
at least. Even today, though, did you see how they scored their runs?
How the Astros did?
Yes. I think...
Well, the Bregman phantom hit by pitch. And,
even before that, there were two blooping singles.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's hitting the ball hard until Correa hits it to the moon.
And then there was a wild pitch in there that scored a run.
God, Gary Sanchez... Listen, Gary Sanchez can hit the ball a long way. That kid's got to figure out how to be a catcher. I mean, think about in the ALCS last year how many runs he cost them. Like, every play at the plate bounced off his shin guards. Like, that can't happen. And he's having passed balls in key situations. He's a horrible defensive catcher. They got to figure that out. But, I mean, it's good for the Astros. They had to do something to get off the schneid. Because, I mean, that's been pathetic. I mean, the last couple games and really the first seven innings of this game were pathetic.
Yeah, I unfortunately didn't get to watch too much because I've been pretty tied up. I was actually finishing off the Dreamcast with RJ, talking Derby, which will be up pretty soon on pregame.
All right.
So, and also I have my first video in a while up on SportsMap. Also Derby preview.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Topless?
So, no. But you know what? I don't look as hideous as I usually do.
Good for you.
So...
And I mean, that ain't saying a whole lot.
No, but it's not saying a whole lot. But yeah, I mean, if I'm not a one,
right?
You know, that's all I'm looking for. And I did wear, and this is a purple shirt that I did wear on the video.
Okay,
so
I won't make fun of you.
Okay, you can if you want.
No, but that other one was weird. It was like crushed velvet.
Well, okay. So Peacock will be your guy to try to salvage this.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, good luck. So, yeah, lots of ways to listen to the show. Obviously, you can get us on air, which we always prefer. You can get us on the stream. And you can also get us on live stream now if you want to see us. And you can see the purple shirt and the jacket. And I did not have a hat on for the video, but I managed to squeeze in an hour at the gym today. And when I did that,
It messed up your hair.
It messed up my hair, and so I had I had to wear a hat. So
can't have that.
Well, no, because I mean, I look hideous most of the time. I'm just trying to look less hideous.
Hey, what, John? Were you here? What was happening? Why did the show before us? Why did it turn into a blitz rag session?
So they were talking about the whole Barkley Draymond Green wanting to punch Draymond Green in the face.
Okay,
and then a caller called in and said that they would like to punch you guys in the face.
Okay. What an odd thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish that caller would come and punch me in the face.
Yeah, I would call Lawyer Dave. And
I wouldn't.
I would get paid off.
Not me.
Do you want to hear the call?
Yeah, I want to hear the call.
So there were... Oh,
hang on. There's a drive.
That's going to score two.
Oh, Lordy.
And we have ourselves a tie game.
Oh. But you know what? Who do you trust in this bull? Like, they should have left Davinsky in.
Well, yeah, that I would have liked
to
have seen.
He looks so good. Yeah. What are you doing pulling him out of there?
Oh, well. These things happen. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, there was two calls. One was from, this was the initial call, okay. And then there was a guy calling after that.
I drive for a living, so I'm constantly listening to you guys' programming, you know, early in the morning, and then like 10 minutes into their show before I'm like, man, I just can't do this.
By the way, Patrick, we're the best, right, Patrick?
Oh, you know, absolutely. I actually saw Barry perform recently. He's funny as heck.
Thanks, dude.
On stage?
This is my favorite caller of all time. This is the best guy ever.
You saw Barry perform on stage?
Shut up.
The thing that makes me want to hit him the most, it's just like so many times I hear these movies that are great movies. They talk a lot about movies, right? And like, oh, I don't get it. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense. Or nobody. Why would anybody see it? And it's like because... Maybe there are people out there who are intelligent and have actually a sense of taste. You know, like, not every movie can be a Jackie Chan fighting movie that just dumbs down the audience. And then 5 minutes of sports, and then back to who we are. Let's talk about ourselves and our lives and how cool we think we are. And it's like, I guess some people like you because you're still on air, but maybe it's one of those things where... You're on air because people like to watch a train wreck. I don't get it.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah.
Well, pretty cool, much Patrick. Right. I mean, that's good to hear. Yeah. I hope while you're driving around out there, I hope you get into an accident and die in a fire.
No, I don't wish that.
I didn't mean that. That was unfiltered. I'm sorry. I hope that you get into a fender bender and don't die in a fire.
But I will just say this: if you want to have an intellectual contest, I'll take that challenge. You want to see who's the smartest? I'll play that game with you, Patrick.
First of all, like, his number one reason for not liking the show is because we like different movies than him. Okay.
Have we ever mentioned a Jackie Chan movie on here ever?
No, I don't like any Jackie Chan movies. I hope that doesn't bother Patrick.
Yeah.
But, okay, if you like different movies than us, that's a reason to dislike someone, I guess, sort of. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
But... Here's a pro tip, and this is what everybody else around here needs to figure out. It's 2018 now. People don't come here to listen to sports news. People don't tune into a radio show to hear what happened in the game last night. Like, that's not the number one priority for people. People tune in to listen to people they like to hear talk. And we talk about ourselves because that's what we're supposed to do. Are we supposed to talk about you, Patrick? Talk about your life? I don't know anything about your life. I mean, whose life am I supposed to talk about?
Well, I'm kind of shocked by two things. So somehow Barry Laminack is an intellectual? I love Barry, but come on. I mean, that was his whole implication. Is he smarter than us, right?
Yes.
Because he drives around all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll play that game with you, sir.
Yeah,
I'll play the intellectual game with you.
I also legitimately encourage you to come to the studio and punch me in the face. Like, I'd say, I think you should do it. I think it'd make you feel better about things. What's the second call, John? Was it worse?
Let's get to White Magic's call.
There's twice a day I turn off the station. At 11 o'clock when the guy with the little feet comes on, and then when the blitz comes on. And I've been listening since – I literally have been listening since they were in the 12 to 2 slot. I hated them so much on the drive home, I joined the Army. So whenever AJ is – Nick, you ain't got to fight AJ. Whenever AJ wants to go toe-to-toe, he can go toe-to-toe with me. And I'll stand in his face and I'll tell him it. Fred, I can't stand because he's Canadian, and Canadians are just Canadians. And I really don't like Raheel either. Dale's cool. Don's cool. I don't know if it's Longhorns or what, but I can't stand them. All right, I'll hang up and listen.
No, what magic? The little feet guy's on another station.
Okay, that was funny. It was funny. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was.
We made him join the Army.
Yeah. No, I think he was being funny. And if he wasn't, it was worth it because it was hilarious to me.
The guy with the little feet.
Yeah, the guy with the little feet's not on our station.
No, he's not.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry you hate Kennedy.
But again, more people who want to come punch me in the face. We have an open invitation around here. If you want to punch me in the face, stroll on down.
You're just going to go cry in my health care and hockey, eh?
By the way, Astros are losing now.
Yeah, 6-5 Yankees, in case you were curious.
Now, ground ball to Alex Bregman charging the mound. Do you throw home or do you go try to do that double play? Because that was very tight.
I didn't see it, John, and we were too busy being insulted, so I don't want to comment on it.
Because you would have gotten the runner at home for sure.
John, what do you think I care about more, sports or my life?
Your life.
Exactly. Who cares? The Astros blew it. That's all you need to know.
All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. It's a scene about me.
There's something in your way. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about BillAdvisor.com. We've been talking about these guys for a while now, and if you have a cell phone, you pay for TV, internet, electricity, home or auto insurance, you're probably paying way too much. You weren't always paying too much. At one point, you got a great deal, but your bill goes up when you're not looking, when you're not paying attention. That's when they get you. Get with BillAdvisor. Let them help you out. They work directly with your providers. They're going to reduce your monthly rates. You don't have to give up service. You don't have to give up data or coverage. You just pay less money. Week in and week out, BillAdvisor's winning for hundreds of our listeners. Most are saving over $800 a year. Many are saving thousands. They've been running their $150 challenge. Guarantees $150 in savings or your money back. Well, they're so confident now, they've doubled that guarantee from $150 to $300. That's right. If they don't save you at least $300, you get every penny back. That's real money in your pocket. There's still no setup fee. Service is still just $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 or $4,000. Start the savings right now. Just text the word GO to 232323, and your personal bill advisor will get your information and start working for you. One more time, text the word GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, I want to thank Jong for helping me do the podcast with RJ. That'll be up in just a little bit. So lots of good stuff on Sports Map today, including a nice little my first video in a while on the Derby. We've got Granato has another plea for the Astros to bring up Kyle Tucker.
Well, he's been stroking it. Seems like maybe it's
time.
It might be time.
So I have Lance Erlein's column up from yesterday. We have Barry Laminek had a nice column about the Twitter spat with Tyler Bauer or Trevor Bauer, and I got a bunch of Derby stuff on there. So go check it out, and hopefully you'll enjoy the video. I tried to have fun with it, and I also had a really good meeting today. We've got a new sponsor. It's going to start with us next week, which I'm very excited about. Zumo. People in Beaumont know all about them. But
yes,
the people in Houston are about to find out. And I got some of that party time sausage sitting in there that's going home with me for the weekend. So
party time sausage.
Yes.
I've heard you're a sausage party kind of guy.
All about that.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So, yeah. Did he make it?
Well, no, yep. He made it.
All right. So, runner on first. But Gattis?
Was that on a drop third strike?
So, Gattis is on first?
God, Gary but Sanchez already, is brutal.
But there's already two outs, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I missed a couple outs.
Yeah, no.
Yep, that's a drop third strike didn't get that far away. Whoops, no, he just went the wrong direction.
The wrong way.
Yeah.
They're not even I've been watching. I saw the first two at bats. They're not even getting close to Chapman, which I guess if you're not hitting anybody, you're probably not going to hit Aroldis Chapman.
No, probably not. So
he's good at sport.
Yeah, let the full-on panic begin.
Chapman is a slightly better version of Ken Giles.
This is where George Springer knocks one into the Crawford box.
Is it?
Yeah. That's my prediction.
Yeah, I'm going to go that doesn't happen.
But why is it people want to go around punching people in the face? Are your penises that small?
I don't know. I mean,
really?
Jesus says the two callers need to get a life. There's other stuff worth listening to than just sports. Love your show, and there's a reason why The Blitz is the number one show. Listen, Jesus, I appreciate it. Those guys are allowed to hate us if they want. I don't care.
Hey, if it makes them happy, man. Everybody needs something in life. If you hate something enough to call a lesser show and complain about
yeah.
it, then, you know, that makes you happy.
Okay. My favorite part is when the guy says, I've been listening since those guys were on from noon to two, and I hate them.
Well, see, I think he was being funny. I actually like that call. I like it when people make fun of us and they're being funny. That's fun.
But that is two calls in one day wanting to punch me in the face.
Well, that didn't go into the stands, but it's a base hit.
Sort of in between what you and I thought would happen.
Yeah, you thought he would strike out miserably. I thought he would put it in the seats, and instead he put it into left field for a hit. So, first and second, two outs.
Don't you pinch hit for Gattis right here?
Pinch run?
Yeah, definitely.
Because yeah, you need a run. Now, yeah.
So.
Whichever, Mariznick and Fisher are both in the lineup today, aren't they?
They both played.
Who's going to pinch
run? Who the hell are you going to pinch run with? Max Stassi?
Well, better than Gattis, right?
Not much.
I don't know. I'd almost rather have the veteran in there at least so he doesn't make a mistake.
I guess, you could get Yuli, I guess. Yuli didn't play today.
No, he did. He's in the lineup.
Oh, is he? Okay. Well, who's available? Because Marwin's playing first today, isn't he? Must have DH'd.
Did everybody play today?
It might have.
That's all right, because Altuve is going to put one in the gap here, and that's going to end it.
No, they'll just, I guess.
Yeah, it's going to be like way in the gap, like way out in left center.
He's going to hit it in the gap?
Yeah, just like AJ does with John Granato.
Hit him right in the gap.
And now I got to go look at the box score and see who's actually played and see who they might have available. Fisher pinch hit and stayed in the game. Mariznick was already in. Yeah, you don't really have anybody.
And you're out.
Oh, well.
Who'd they pinch hit Fisher for?
Mariznick, I think.
Yeah, so you buried them both.
That's like...
He had a pitch to hit there.
It's like swapping out bad for bad. Might as well, I mean, oh, wow.
Yeah, I've been kind of like dismissing the Kyle Tucker talk, but Granato makes a pretty good case in his column today. And the other thing that he makes a pretty good case for is putting Bregman in leadoff.
Okay, why?
Well, so Springer can actually drive in runs. He's a pretty damn good run producer who's, I can't remember the exact number, but I think going into today, like 63 out of his 95 appearances, there was nobody on base because the bottom of the lineup's been so bad.
Okay.
So.
I mean, I wish that, honestly, I would bat Altuve 1 and Springer 2 and Correa 3.
Yeah, but he makes a pretty good case for it, and I recommend it.
Except Alex Bregman's a .250 hitter. I mean,
yeah, pretty good on base percentage. And okay, there's the ball game. Altuve strikes out.
Yeah.
Womp, womp.
Womp, womp, womp. Well, that's. What are you going to do? Yeah. Bullpen. Can't even blame the bats today. Scored 5 runs.
Not really.
Oh, well. 3 out of 4 to the Yankees. Not what you were hoping for.
No, I would have taken a split.
I'm pretty sure I heard after game one, I heard John and Lance talking about it and saying that it was either going to be a sweep or a soft sweep, and they were going to lose this game today, but it was going to be 3 games to 1.
How is that a soft sweep?
I don't know.
Because technically it's not a sweep.
I think it's a soft sweep if you win the first three of a four game. But
that's not a sweep.
It's a soft sweep.
No.
Because when you beat a team three times in a row, normally you would say you swept them.
Harden up then. Let's have bigger.
Stiffen up.
Yeah. Bigger goals than that.
Let's get stiff.
Nobody wants soft.
No.
I wish I had a read for that right now. Nobody wants soft.
Well, it didn't matter anyway. Yeah. I mean, they lost three out of four instead.
So they were soft swept.
They won the first game of the series.
And then were swept three in a row. So they were soft swept.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give you
that. If they're going to use that criteria.
I'll give you that.
Ah, well. They'll be fine. I'm not too worried about them. You'd like to have won that game today. And
they'll be fine.
And Hinch is making some mistakes here and there, and that's going to happen during the course of a season. You tend to forget that as good as he was last year, he's going to make a mistake or two. It happens.
I think maybe June 1, we can discuss whether or not we think the team is better this year or last year.
Okay.
Because now I still think it's too early.
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
and they're going to get another series here pretty soon with another awful team that they'll score 15 runs a game on, and everybody will say, oh, they're back,
right.
And they're really not. It's just they happen to feast on bad pitching.
Well, that's what, I mean, hell, when they were, who'd they play right before this? Oakland?
Yeah.
It's like when they're beating the hell out of Oakland. It's like, well, yeah, of course you are.
It's like the White Sox. You're supposed
to. Oakland and the White, you're supposed to beat the crap out of those teams. They suck. But, yeah, I'd take a series win over a good team. That'd be nice to see.
Yeah.
It's been a while. They took two out of three against the Angels, who are pretty good.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they played another good team this year.
I thought the Angels took two out of three from them.
Oh, I think you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, as they lost two or three of the Angels and then won two or three from the A's last week. So they were 3-3.
Okay. What other good teams have they played?
That's a good question. I mean, Seattle is not.
Because they started with the Rangers, bad.
Yeah. Ranger, yeah, Triple A.
Then they played the Orioles, bad.
Triple A.
Padres.
Double A.
The Twins. They played the Twins.
Decent.
Yeah, I mean, relatively to some of these other teams, I guess you got to say that, yeah, they're pretty good. Although, they're 10-16. I mean, it's...
And Mariners are okay, right?
The Mariners are okay. Yeah. They won 3 out of 4 against the Mariners. The Rangers again, the White Sox, the Angels... The A's, and then the Yankees. So this is definitely the first time they've seen a team that should, on paper, be competitive with them, and they lost 3 out of 4. Not ideal.
Yeah,
but it's early yet. Yeah.
Two and two would have been okay.
And let me tell you something.
Disappointing.
Tomorrow they start a series in Arizona. Arizona's 21-9. It's a pretty damn good ball club. They're pretty good.
They'll be fine.
Okay,
this will be their bounce back.
They're gonna. Will they win 2 out of 3 against Arizona?
Yes.
Okay.
Predicting it now, it's a fact.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
You know what I predict? Golovkin by knockout. I mean, I don't know for a fact that it'll end exactly by knockout, but if I were a betting man, that's the way I'd go. But it's always worth tuning into HBO to see my man Triple G. Get in the ring, and that's what he's doing. Once again, on Saturday night, you're going to see Golovkin in there. Of course, would it have been fun to fork out $60 and watch Triple G and Canelo? Sure, that would have been better. Everybody wanted that fight. We were all clamoring for it, but was not to be. Instead, Vonis the Nightmare Martirosyan, who's 36-3-1 with 21 knockouts, two-time world title challenger, and an amateur standout, is going to take on Golovkin, who's looking to move to 38-0-1. He's got 33 knockouts, looking to make it 34. He returns to HBO Live in his first non-pay-per-view fight since 2016, making his record-tying 20th consecutive world middleweight title defense. If you haven't seen him fight, this is a great time to see him because you're going to get to see him for free on HBO. One of the best in the world, if not the best middleweight in the world. The Cinco de Mayo boxing superstar, undefeated world middleweight champion, Gennady Triple G Golovkin, returns live to HBO to defend his belts when he takes on Vonis the Nightmare Martirosyan. Don't miss a moment of the action. World Championship Boxing, Triple G versus Martirosyan live Saturday, May 5th, 10 o'clock Central Time, and it's only on HBO.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. Yeah, I guess I appreciate that. That dude called in the other show and not this one. I mean, first off, it shows he has no balls. You would call this show if you had any balls to say that. But the other thing is, I appreciate it when people don't call and mess up the show because, yeah, that'd be like me going to his work and telling him to lay off the altar boys. You know, you don't do stuff like that. You don't interfere with other people's jobs. So I appreciate him calling that show. That's all I got for that.
All right.
Sorry.
I'm over it. Yeah, we can move on.
Can we?
Yeah.
Can we really?
Yeah, I'm over it.
All right. Well, what do you want to move on to?
Tim sent me this, which is pretty bad news, I would say, about our boy Triple G, who, you know, he's kind of thrown shots at Canelo and at De La Hoya over the last couple weeks, months maybe, I guess, since Canelo got busted with the tainted meat. Tainted beef.
Tainted meat.
Yeah. Golovkin, I mean, Oscar De La Hoya has been saying he's working with promoter Tom Leffler to make the rematch for September 15th because his suspension ends in August. They want to make it in September 15th. Golovkin, though, is not as high on the chances of a rematch. He put the odds on a rematch happening at 10%. He said, I would say it's about 10% probability at this point that it happens. I would say only about 10% that it happens. He said, I think 10% is high. It's bigger than it should be. I made 99% of the concessions for the fight with Canelo on May 5th. 99% of them were by me, and now he's the one not here. And Oscar says that, you know, basically Golovkin wants to make sure that he's clean when they fight. And Oscar said that shouldn't be a problem. Canelo's a clean fighter, and he'll get tested every single day from now until the fight. But that has yet to occur. But Alvarez says he would continue to comply with any request for testing. He said that Alvarez not only will demand testing for the fight, but that he pays for the testing out of his own pocket. Eric Gomez, the Golden Boy president, says the Golovkin fight is option number one for Canelo. And we're doing everything we can to get that fight made. But if Golovkin doesn't want the fight, we'll move on and fight a different opponent. Canelo's done everything that's been asked of him. I think he's proven to the commission and everyone else that he's a clean fighter and these tests were a mistake and that he ate the contaminated meat.
He hasn't proven that to everyone, no. Let's be honest.
I'll tell you the truth. I think Gennady is scared. He knows what he is facing. Canelo was tough and will be tougher. He remember those last few rounds when Canelo was taking it to him. And I think he's afraid of getting in there with a younger, faster, stronger fighter. I believe that's what it is. Bro, you missed that fight, apparently. That fight that I scored, I think, 9-3 for Golovkin that somehow was a split draw. It's a joke. I don't think Golovkin's scared. I think he's pissed off that this Saturday was supposed to be a massive event and Canelo blew it. I don't blame him for being pissed off.
Well, let me be honest. I love Canelo, but he needs that fight. I mean, he's not going to make any money off of this. He's not going to make any money off anybody else.
Yeah.
Canelo is the only way. Canelo is the one that draws. As much as I think I love Triple G, think he's the better fighter, Canelo is
the draw for sure.
And if you want to get paid, just shut up and go take the fight. If you don't want to get paid, okay, fine. Say whatever you want. But...
Yeah, but who's Canelo going to fight that's going to draw as well as Golovkin?
He'll still draw, though. Canelo will always draw. He's got a huge audience. And that's the thing. That's why Oscar didn't want to fight Triple G for so long.
Right.
It's like he could trot him out there against anybody and make a bunch of money.
But Canelo did, because Canelo, what he cares about even more than money is his legacy. Like all these Mexican fighters, that's what their big thing is. Like, how are they remembered as these Mexican warriors? And that's what Canelo wants to be remembered as. And if he can't make this fight work, and he doesn't at least get in there against Triple G after he failed a test, I think that's bad for his legacy.
You know what? He fought him once. He didn't lose.
No, he lost.
I agree, but I also think that, and we talked about this at the time, if that fight went the distance, the best that Golovkin could hope for was a draw.
Yeah.
It's just that, I mean, the politics of it and everything else. There was no way he was going to win a decision against Canelo, no matter how much he beat him up. And you know what? I'm okay if they don't fight again. And I'm pretty sure Canelo will be like, hey, I got in there with him, and I think I won the fight. He can always think that, and Golovkin can always think he won it. And you can't really argue with him because it was a draw. So, yeah, I don't know.
Me, it's like when Timothy Bradley beat Manny Pacquiao,
allegedly,
it's one of those. Like, it's just, come on, man. Like, everybody knows what happened. At least they made it right. You know, they got back in there and they did it. I mean, I don't know. It was obnoxious for sure, but But at the end of the day, he got to fight again, and Pacquiao got to show that he was the man. I don't know. This feels sort of the same way.
Yes and no. I mean, I think I want to see it again.
Because, except in this case, Canelo's the one who got away with something, not Timothy Bradley. Who, I mean, you know, he.
Well, but at this stage, I think Oscar's about making money. And,
for sure.
You know, we'll see. I think they'll do the fight, but you know, Golovkin has no. Listen, I love him. Don't get me wrong. He's got no ability to say what, you know, make demands here. He's not the one who's going to bring eyes to a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And that's just a fact.
Well, and that's sort of the problem. And maybe that's, you know, if you're a conspiracy theorist, that's why the first fight was so close, so they could make a second fight and make more money off of it. The problem is, you'd prefer that, you know, if you're going to rip somebody off, you'd like to rip off the guy who's the big draw, and then it's like a big comeback for him. But that, like they did Pacquiao, but that wasn't necessarily the case here. This time the draw is the one who, the guy who's a bigger draw is the one who was lucky to, in this case, get a draw. But
you know what? There's still people that think he won the fight, AJ, especially Canelo fans. Well, you can scoff all you want, but yeah, they're out there, and they'll sit there and make a case for it. I got guys on the text line making a case for it, and the reality is, no. I'm a lot more neutral about this than you are, because they didn't give me a Triple G hat, but I thought Golovkin won the fight.
Yeah, but, I mean, listen, those same guys who are saying that are the same guys who think that that Julio Cesar Chavez beat Pernell Whitaker back in the early 90s.
And that's okay.
That wasn't a robbery.
But they exist.
Yeah. Well, those guys are homers. I mean, they're clowns. They're guys, they don't understand
you know
the sport.
And you know how boxing is, though. It's so nationality / racially biased from fans.
Of course.
And Canelo can do no wrong with a lot of people. I still have friends of mine who to this day insist Mayweather was lucky to beat Canelo. And that's the only time I've actually bet with people was, like, I told them Mayweather's going to beat Canelo. Just stop with this. And no, they bet against me, even though they were wrong. And
yeah.
And now they still try to tell me, just Mayweather didn't win that fight. Really? Squeeze on Robert real quick. What's up, Robert?
Hey, yeah.
Hey, yeah, sports.
Hello.
Hey, now.
You're
sports.
Sports again.
Hey, I just want to add a little bit more to that boxing. I don't understand why won't Golovkin fight Mayweather, and why won't Mayweather fight Golovkin?
Well, you know why Mayweather won't fight Golovkin, because he might lose. Mayweather's
not. Yeah, but he's supposed to be the best out there.
Yeah, but you know what? Mayweather can walk away from the game right now. And everyone says, "Well, dude was what 51-0 or 50-0? I mean, yeah. Who's gonna say he's not the best? at least of his generation, he has nothing left to prove. And all that getting in there with Golovkin would do is give him a chance to lose fight. That's why he's taking fights with Conor McGregor, because that's a fight he can't lose. Golovkin would love to fight Mayweather, but it won't happen. Right, because Mayweather's he's smart. He knows that's, and Mayweather would it'd be a heavy fight for him, which, you know, that's another reason I don't blame him for doing it. He doesn't want to move up and fight a much bigger guy, which is, it's understandable. When you're an older guy, you're at the tail end of your career, you're 50-0, why take that chance for a couple mil when you've got, you know, hundreds of them in the bank? I understand why it's not going to happen. I've been saying I'd love to see that fight for years. In fact, Canelo Golovkin was like, that was always my backup plan. If they could never get Golovkin and Mayweather to fight, I'd settle for Golovkin Canelo.
Well, and that's the thing. We knew that was never going to happen. So that's why we were so excited about the fight when it was made.
Yeah. Well, and then they trashed it.
But, well, no, they did it. They did one of them.
Right. Well, no, I'm saying, but they trashed it by scoring it like garbage.
Yeah.
And then you're not going to get it again.
So, yeah,
there are five people asking me on Twitter if we can call Bob Arum to ask about the Canelo fight.
All right, why don't we do that when we come back?
Maybe so. Maybe we'll see if we can.
I think we need a little discussion with Bob Arum.
We'll see if we can get a hold of him. He's a busy man. Everybody knows that. All right, I got to tell you guys about dirt-free carpet cleaning. Listen, it's that time of year. The pollen, it's all over the place. It's springtime, and you know the allergens, they're all in the air right now, and they're coming into your home through your dirty air ducts, through foot traffic on your carpets. Get a jump on allergy season right now with Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning Spring Special. For a limited time, they'll come out, they'll clean three rooms for $100, and they're going to throw in a free speed dry. The other guys, they're not doing it the same way. They don't have the same technology. They're leaving behind all the water, the soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make you sick, make your family sick. Call Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. They've been doing this for over 30 years with the best technology in the game, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll come out and clean three rooms for $100, and they're going to throw in a free speed dry. 281 Dirt Free, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Pretty sure I'm supposed to do a plug for SportsMap here. Just go to SportsMap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. Greatest website in the history of the known universe.
I thought that was Houston sports and stuff.
Yeah, but this has supplanted it. Is that?
Oh man,
these things happen.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Well, it's been dead for a while, so we've moved on. And so there's my derby video on there. I only look partially hideous, so I won't scare you off too much. Got John Granato writing about another plea for the Astros to bring up Kyle Tucker.
Isn't that the same article he wrote last week?
He did it with a much different perspective this time, though.
Boy, that seems lazy.
Yeah, well, you should check it out before you...
Can I preview the Final Four again tonight?
No, because nobody cares about that. That got like 8 views. You know, Granato got several hundred on his, so there. But yeah, just... and I'll tomorrow at some point I'll tweet out all the links to all the ridiculous amount of Derby stuff that I have posted over the past few days. I've got some stuff on pregame. We've got a podcast with RJ that'll be on pregame. And at 6 a.m. tomorrow, for free... My trifecta pick on the Derby.
All right.
It'll be posted, my picks, and how I'm going to play the trifecta. So all on SportsMap. Go and check it out today. All right. So were you able to get our guy?
John, did we get Bob?
I think so. You want to go to him?
Yeah, let's go to Bob Arum.
Okay.
Fred, I'll let you lead the interview.
I'm just curious, Bob, what you think about this fight because I think Golovkin needs Canelo because Canelo has the audience.
What fight are we talking about?
The Canelo-Golovkin fight that did not happen.
What was the promoter?
Oscar De La Hoya.
Oh, no wonder it didn't happen. Am I right? Listen, when you've got subpar promoters promoting subpar fighters, you're going to often run into situations where things go awry. That's why you should only watch fights promoted by top-ranked boxing, the best boxing promotion in the world.
Yeah, but you don't have the Mexicans.
We have plenty of Mexicans. What are you talking about? We don't have that Mexican. But that's only because another Mexican has him. Listen, Canelo's a warrior. But he's a cheater. Everyone knows that rich Mexicans don't eat the tainted beef. If you're a Mexican with money, you cross the border and you eat the American cows that aren't shot up with juice. If you're a poor Mexican, like most of them are, you eat what you can eat, steroids or not. But Canelo's a rich Mexican. Look at him. He's almost white, Fred. The guy's got money. He could have gotten a good cow. He chose not to.
Okay, so...
But this Golovkin. I mean, someone for crying out loud. He won't get in there with any of my guys. I'll tell you, he's afraid. He's a scaredy. The Euro scaredy. Euros, you ever heard of a European warrior? Please. It doesn't exist. Eastern Europe? Who's come from there? Who?
A lot of Russians.
Name them.
A lot of Russians.
Who?
I think those Russians could fight.
You're talking about Rocky IV. You've never seen a real Russian who can fight. You've never seen a real one. Golovkin's not a real one either.
Listen, don't dog Rocky IV, okay? I respect your boxing knowledge, but your movie knowledge kind of sucks. Don't be dogging out.
You do.
No, Ivan Drago was the greatest of all time.
Did he lose?
He got cheated.
To an Italian warrior.
Yeah, how many Italians you got, pal?
Rocky. Balboa, Marciano.
Rocky's 175 years old.
It doesn't matter.
He's not a real person. You
think
that.
Dolph Lundgren's looking any better these days?
I'll take Dolph Lundgren in a fight now. So what's your next big fight?
I don't have one. There's nothing in the works for me right now. I've got a lot of money to sit on. Things are going well here. You know, the fallout from all these guys. Like, listen, Steve Wynn, he's falling out of Vegas. I'm going to own this town pretty soon. Trump's out of here. Things are going very well for me. And I don't know if you read that I've been smoking a lot of pot. I've got a good life here, a good life going. I will say this.
It won't last much longer. You're looking pretty old, brother.
I will say this. The greatest fighter, the greatest champion of all time, Manny Pacquiao. He'll be on pay-per-view soon. You'll be able to see him again. The Filipino people love Manny Pacquiao. He'll be in there July 14th against Lucas Matisse, who I think he's Colombian. I'm not sure. I think Colombian. But he'll put on a good show. And listen, what I love about the Filipinos, they're also very poor. But they save up for years to buy one pay-per-view to see Manny Pacquiao, the greatest. That's what I've got in the works. That and hating Donald Trump. That scumbag.
Hey, what do you have against the president?
Oh, we've talked about this before. He stole money from me. He's a scumbag. He's a scumbag.
I don't think that's very nice.
Don't watch the fight on May 5th. Nobody watch it. It's a bad fight.
All right, well, appreciate you coming.
You're not watching that fight, are you, Fowler?
Yeah, I'm watching that fight.
I can't do it anymore. It hurts so much. But listen, I'm past my prime. I'm 37 years old now, Fred. I can do Bob Arum for maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes tops under protest.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, that was you the whole time?
No, that was me. No. I
talk about interviewing him.
Yeah, interviewing him. It was exhausting to my ears. But I think you did a good job handling it, Fred.
Did the best I could.
Yeah.
I just don't agree with anything he says anymore.
Well, listen, if you start agreeing with Bob Arum, you're in trouble. Like, if you start, especially about race relations. If you agree with him about that, it's bad news.
Well, I bet I agree with him on Sherry's Berries.
I love those berries.
Sherry's Berries, always great for Mother's Day. And dude, you got to take care of your mom, right? Here's the best thing. Most of us, we're not real good at making it look like we were thoughtful and coming up with a great gift. Well, with Sherry's Berries, you don't really have to be thoughtful, but you can look like you were thoughtful. You can make it look like you planned this out. You got, like, the most awesome gift. And all you got to do is get Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling.
Oh, they're so good.
And for this week only, when you double the berries for just $10 more, your gift will include something extra. Sherry's super popular dipped caramel pretzel rods. Your berries will arrive in Sherry's Berries signature gift box with a beautiful ribbon. No gift wrap required. You look like a champ.
Yeah, listen, you can't beat Sherry's Berries for Mother's Day. It's so simple, too. Oh, you choose the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. They'll even deliver it on Mother's Day. You can't beat this deal, guys. An incredible, unique gift that's perfect for sharing, although mom, she might not want to, depending on how much your mom eats. Only one way to get this great deal for mom. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And remember, when you double the berries for just $10 more this week, your gift's going to include an extra decadent gift of dipped caramel pretzels. Mother's Day, May 13th. Visit berries.com today. That's berries.com. Click on the mic in the upper right corner and our code Fred and AJ. That's berries.com. Promo code Fred and AJ.
This is the Blitz.
The Blitz
on ESPN.
ESPN
97.5.